You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Hey, listen, we are back, and it's a full day, 2.08 p.m. right now. We're here Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m., and I got a full show for you, 3 p.m. today. We're going to have Copper's Corner, because Copper is back. Miss Copper's running the board. Hey, Copper, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm gooder now that you're here. I'm gooder now that you're here. You're not ever going to leave again. Never, ever going to be able to leave for any days off or anything.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'll try.
How was the prayer vigil thing for the Supreme Court coverage?
It was great. We had quite a few people out there who had heard us talking about it on the radio and who...
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they stopped by to pray with us. That was encouraging. Sort of a busy day at the abortion clinic yesterday. So discouraging to see and yet heartening that people showed up to pray at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I personally, and on behalf of me and Charlene, I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah.
So, I tell you what, Copper, get that triple dipper sound effect ready. Let me tell the folks about the show today. So 3 p.m., like I said, Copper's Corner. 4 p.m., one of my favorites also, the Grand Council. Myself, our own Dale Jackson, and then our buddy Jeff Poor from 106.5 down on the coast will be on there pinging each other with questions and seeing how we do. But I got a triple dipper that's full, so Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
Yeah, so three stories you got to know. Number one is this, all right? Surveillance versus security. We live in a surveillance state, if you get down to it. Maybe not as much as some other places like China, oh my gosh. But nonetheless, surveillance versus security. Where's the balance? We're going to talk about that. And I'm going to give you some hair-curling information about things that are happening here and things that are happening abroad that create... basically, a complete lack of privacy for the average citizen. That's number one, surveillance versus security. Number two, going to talk about China's Belt and Road. I don't do this very often, but I woke up in the middle of the night, and the phrase came to me while I was laying there in bed trying to go back to sleep, China's Belt and Road. And I thought, why am I thinking about that? And I thought, well, could you describe it if you had to? And I thought, you know what? I think I'd better go ahead and do a segment on that. So I'm going to do a segment on what is China's Belt and Road policy. Well, listen, folks, you're going to be amazed. Some people call it global economic warfare, and that's interesting. I'll tell you more about that as we get into the triple dipper. Number three, got some southern border chaos going on. Southern border chaos, and that's your triple dipper for the day. But listen, on that surveillance thing, so let me just kick off my right side way comments by saying that, I'm that guy. I'm that guy who turns off the location setting on my phone when I'm not using it. Yes, I do. I'm that guy that very often puts a piece of tape or something similar over the camera on my iPad. Yep. I know some of you are snickering right now because you all know, and I do too, that every app on my phone is probably tracking me anyway. But hey, I'm not going to make it easy on them, right? So and when I worked in facilities that required me to do work using my top secret clearance, I had to lock my phone in a box outside the facility. And at one place where I worked, there were staff whose sole job was to walk through the building with a device, a sniffer, that told them if a cell phone had been brought into the building and located, and God help you if they found you with an active cell phone in the office. And after a while, though, the surreptitious eavesdropping technology had advanced so much that we were told we had to leave our cell phones out in our cars in the parking decks and not even bring them towards the building. Well, let's face it, we're being tracked at every turn. What are you watching on TV? They know. What searches have you made on the internet? Well, that browsing history lasts forever, really. How about your social media? Is that tweet from 10 years ago going to come back to haunt you? And don't get me started on traffic cameras. Okay, all right, I got myself started on traffic cameras. So I will never forget when I was working in the Pentagon back in 2009, I was driving through D.C. apparently, and driving through D.C., by the way, is an adventure every single day, just saying. But one day, I got something in the mail, in an envelope that looked like it came from some official government address. And when I opened it, there was a card upon which there was a grainy image of what was allegedly my car. with an enlargement of what was allegedly my license plate, with a speed that my vehicle was allegedly traveling at the time, which was, of course, allegedly over the speed limit, all of which occurred allegedly 4 months prior. 4 months! There's no way to confront your accuser, no way to know if it was actual. Just a camera that allegedly took my picture while I was driving over the speed limit. I hate traffic cameras. But surveillance, truthfully, is some sort of a part of our life right now, right? I mean, how much more should we give away in terms of our personal privacy? Especially now that the world has freaked out over COVID, suddenly those HIPAA laws that we passed a few years ago to protect medical information from improper disclosure seem to have just fallen by the wayside. You must disclose. You must show your papers. The odd thing, though, is that Alabama is at the forefront of some of the most recent developments in the surveillance of citizens. I'm saying. Last year, at the onset of COVID, I was asked to be a part of Governor Kay Ivey's coronavirus task force. You ever heard of it? Exactly. It was a worthless endeavor. I like to say there was very little tasking for the force, if you know what I mean. Maybe five times we had a conference call, which was set up where we would be allowed the opportunity to hear the governor and the state health officer read to us from a well-scripted narrative. Yeah. And sometimes we get the press releases that were going to go out about the latest proclamations about 20 minutes before the press got them, with strict instructions that they were to be, quote, embargoed and held confidential for the next 20 minutes. But on those conference calls, you can guess who was usually one of the only people that would dare to ask a question. And you got it, me. I specifically recall hearing how pleased the governor's office was that UAB had developed, in conjunction with Google and Apple, a contact tracing app that would track people's movements of everyone who downloaded the app. I'm the guy who asked the question, are we going to make this mandatory or is this optional? And the answer was pretty nebulous, to be honest. That app would track people's phones, and if they came within 6 feet, yes, they can do that, of another phone of someone, it would coalesce the data and send it all back to the mothership. And the algorithms would then coalesce all of your known movements to see whether you had been in close proximity to someone who has COVID. And if so, you'd receive an alert to be told to quarantine. Well, no way. No way on God's green earth. No way. Thank you, UAB. That program has now gone national and is being implemented and coordinated with similar apps in other states. By the way, it was paid for with your tax dollars. So listen, I'm going to curl your hair in a few minutes with news about other means by which COVID has apparently emboldened those who believe that they should be allowed access to your every move, all your records, and who you know and where you hang out. I'm thankful that our state legislature saw fit to pass a bill that banned the use of vaccine passports in our state. And the bill does need tweaking, but at the very least, it gives a legal justification for someone to tell prying eyes to get out of their business. I mean, right now, as I speak, in Canada, you have to show proof of vaccination, not just like a negative test. You have to show proof of vaccination to be allowed on many forms of public transportation. In Australia, the citizens are near the point of taking up arms because of draconian lockdowns their governments are imposing. So at what point is the balance between surveillance and security out of balance? When does it become too much? I would suggest that when you've given away your privacy without being asked, that it has gone too far. I'm sure, with regards to that UAB app, I'm sure that there's quite a few well-meaning and somewhat naive individuals who just downloaded the UAB's special surveillance app thinking it was nothing more than another app. No big deal. It's like online shopping. It ain't nothing. Well, technically, they volunteered when they hit download. But the rest of us, those who don't want, didn't ask, and certainly didn't volunteer, should we ever be made to do so? Are we so afraid of the possibilities that we are willing to sacrifice our realities? Let me say it again. Are we so afraid of the possibilities that we are willing to sacrifice our realities? Traffic cameras and tracing apps. Where does it stop? And now I'm going to go check and make sure the location switch on my phone is in the off position. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it, folks. We're in it, all right? We're in it. And by the way, COVID CARES Act funds that came to the state of Alabama from D.C. were used to pay to develop that app that traces people's movements and coalesces who they've been standing next to. Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that. I take it back. I do know how I feel about that. It wasn't a good use. That should have been private dollars. You want to develop something like that? Don't spend my tax dollars on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.